Great Spirit of life, as a new year begins, we turn inward to reflect upon the state of our lives. What lessons have we learned in the past year, and which new ones now call us forward? To whom do we still owe an apology or expression of thanks? And with whom must we draw fresh boundaries as we pause from our regular rhythms of rush, rush, rush? We open ourselves to new perspectives and possibilities. We give thanks for these moments and for the wisdom they afford us. May they help bring us together in the sacred dynamics of life so that we, as individuals and as members of this community, might reach our full potential. As we step across the threshold, let this new year be a year of greater awe and gratitude, of deeper kindness and acceptance, and more courageous acts of conviction for a kinder, more equitable, and sustainable world is not only possible, she's on her way. And in the quietness of this sacred community, we can ever hear her breathing. May we now sit in silence, be one in spirit, and reflect upon the year that is just ending and the year that is about to begin. Shalom, blessed be, Ashe, Amen. I'm sure that many of you have shown up this morning just because you heard that Rebecca Jones was going to do a reading. Well, I hate to disappoint you. She's not feeling well today, so I'm going to read this instead. But you know what I think I'll do is I'll read it very softly and slowly like she likes to do. So just imagine that Rebecca, we do have the same birthday. I'm 2 years older than she is. This is As the Year Winds Down by Mark Stringer. As the year winds down to its close, and we are submerged once again in the seasonal darkness we have come to know so well, we have reason to think back upon the year that was, if only because it will soon be gone. We think back to the friends we have made, the sorrow we have endured, the love we have found, the loneliness we have survived. We think back to the blessings of being forgiven and the gift we offered to ourselves when we forgave. We think back to those who listened to us in our times of need and the times we could have listened more. We think back to the things we traded for our time, and to what we may have overlooked in the process. We think back to the times when we were afraid and uncertain and we trudged ahead anyway, and the times when we were compassionate, when we could have been cold. In this season of still growing night, may we see more clearly against the dark backdrop of our living, the true light of our lives, the love we give to others, and the peace we nurture in ourselves. Now, you may have noticed that I completely forgot to read that slowly and softly. This next reading is, "This Was the Year That Was Not the Year" by Brian Bilston. This was the year that was not the year I repaired the bathroom tap and emptied out the kitchen drawer of a lifetime's worth of crap. This was the year that was not the year in which I launched a new career. A Broadway hit eluded me, as did Time Person of the Year. This was the year that was not the year I became a household name. Action figures were not sold of me. I wasn't made a dame. This was the year that was not the year I spent less time on my phone. Nights of passion did not happen in boutique hotels in Rome. This was the year that was not the, this was the year that was the year I didn't get that much done. Much the same as the year before, much like the one to come.
Yes.
I expected to get some amens after that.
Let go. Let go of all that binds you, of all that burdens you, of what you carry, of all that shames you, of fear, of trespasses and transgressions, of woundedness. Let go of guilt. Let go of anger. Let go of small-mindedness and pettiness, of ways of being that no longer work for you, of compulsions that consume your living. Let go of what you cannot change. Let go of regret, of that which haunts you. Let go of pain. Let go of ways in which you missed the mark. Let go.
Well, some things didn't change much in 2023. We had wars, armed conflicts in many parts of the world, but of course, as usual, we in the U.S. only heard about a few of them, and we only cared about even fewer. And by the way, the Israelis and the Palestinians have been fighting each other off and on for 75 years or so. If you're open-minded about it, it's hard to choose a side in that one. In 2023, we had more mass shootings, and we still haven't done anything to try to stop them. Many people have still made no effort to understand and respect our transgender and non-binary friends. Racism still goes on, and many of us, including many of us here at Hope, don't think it's a problem and don't want to even talk about it. Old heterosexual Caucasian guys are still running our country, and as an old heterosexual Caucasian guy, I'd like to see that change. There was a terrible, deadly fire in Maui. There was a congressman who lied about everything, and he was expelled from Congress. And somebody had this brilliant idea to have a Unitarian Universalist feminist make a movie about Barbie. Brilliant. In 2023, many of us lost loved ones. Many famous people also died, including Tommy Smothers, one of my favorites the other day. I want to talk about one of these famous people for a moment. Norman Lear died at the age of 101. Norman Lear created some of the most important television shows of my youth. Now, some of you who are under the age of 60, you may not know who Norman Lear was. He addressed important issues of the time, like the war in Vietnam, abortion, sex. His TV shows featured gay characters, which was unheard of at the time, black characters who weren't caricatures and might even be wealthy, successful business people. He created a character, Maude. Anybody remember Maude? Who had to face an unwanted pregnancy in middle age and had to choose between abortion and carrying that fetus to term. Norman Lear also, he created one of the greatest characters in television history, Archie Bunker. On the TV show All in the Family, Archie was a grumpy middle-aged man who seemed to hate almost everything and everybody. His curmudgeonliness, I'm not sure that's a word, but I'm using it anyway. His curmudgeonliness and his negativity was at the time was at the same time so funny and disgusting. It was horribly unattractive. In Archie Bunker, we saw the ugliness in ourselves. In his art and his social activism, Norman Lear displayed the characteristics, the values, you might say, of a good Unitarian Universalist. I would say that he was a UU without realizing it. I think he said he was an atheist, and he would have been welcome here. We should all probably use him as an excellent example of the kind of people we want to be. And speaking of people we want to be, I want to acknowledge all that I've learned from my elders here at Hope, especially in the last year. I'm inspired by them. I'm inspired by Alice Van Warmer's positivity and warmth, Carmen Kizzi's style, Anne's brilliant mind, and your curmudgeonliness sometimes. Warren Cox's desire and fearlessness in learning new things and taking on new intellectual challenges. This year, I have realized how attractive I find these people. Not romantically or anything, but the Archie Bunkers of the world, with their negativity, with their feelings of superiority over younger people. People who like things that are different than they are so closed-minded, and their closed-mindedness, I find that all so unattractive. And today, I don't know if any of you watched CBS Sunday Morning before coming here today, but they had a little thing about Archie and Edith Bunker. They had a good clip from the TV show. Archie Bunker's wife, Edith, said one day to him, "Archie, what you think is nothing may be something to me, just like what you think is something may be nothing to me. Only I would never say your something is nothing because it's something to you." Think about that. That's brilliant. And so many people think your nothing, you know, is nothing, and they leave it at that. So let's be more like Edith and not Archie. So as I sign up for Medicare and start getting my senior discounts, I remind myself to be more like my elders here at Hope. Warm, humble, positive, unafraid of change. Unafraid of change. You're not afraid of change, are you, Warren? No, you embrace it. Yeah. Unafraid of new technology. You're not afraid of new technology, are you, Warren? No. You embrace it. And new art. And interested in hearing what interests others. They're interested in hearing what interests others. I find that to be an extremely attractive quality in people. In 2023, here at Hope, we had a successful auction. We socialized. We got at least 100 people on the hill for our Halloween trunk or treat. We got a new road. Woo! Let's give it up for ourselves. Let's pat ourselves on the back. Can you do that? I think you can probably do that. So now it's time for our burning bowl ceremony. Hopefully each of you has a piece of flash paper like this. And hopefully there's a pencil or pen near you. Take a moment to write something that you'd like to see disappear in this new year. Something you want to leave in 2023. A recurring thought. A bad habit. A bad relationship. An unneeded attitude. Negativity. Something that you no longer want in your life.